Welcome to another episode of Irrational Moms. We're coming to you from your favorite neighborhood, MILF Estates, where Tris, who's your daddy this week?
Nick Saban. Daddy Nick. All
right. You can listen to us on Spotify or Apple, and you can always find us at irrationalmoms.com. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a comment or a question. We love answering our fan questions. So this week we have a fan question from a fan from YouTube. And then we also have, actually, it was from Reddit. Sorry. We also have Tris's snack of the week. And I don't know if it's you again. we're also going to discuss some divisional playoffs from last weekend. What our predictions are going to be for this conference weekend coming up. And I want to talk about all things Kelsey, Travis, and Jason going, hanging out with the Bill Mafia outside and having a little fun. So, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Also, we have an irrational mom topic from last week that we never got around to. So hopefully we can have some time and we can talk about that. Of basically, what people like when they, they just assume things about you. So we'll just leave it at that and see if we can actually find time to talk about that. I have so many things I want to talk about that even happened.
There's a lot
this
of sports news to go happening. To so,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or the fact that I had to go to church yesterday.
I mean, you
didn't burst into flames.
You're a Catholic mom. That's good.
Well, I had to go to the Catholic church that had kicked out my family. my children out of school because of
awkward.
There was a really close friend of ours that had lost somebody. So it was for a funeral. But yeah, I saw some of the, the bitch moms there that were like, with their, pitchforks, trying to get my kids kicked out of school. And to me, I'm like, hey, if you don't like me, that's cool, but don't take it out on children. That's all I'm going to say about that. I mean, you're a bad person if you want to take things out on children. Exactly. And you're just going to rot in hell because karma's a bitch.
You are not going to heaven. I don't care how many times you go to church. You are not going to heaven.
Okay. But I do have to tell you this really fast before we get into snack of the week. And I think you guys will appreciate this. So one of the moms that I used to be really close friends with, I sat in front of her during the mass. And when the part comes to peace be with you and to say something, you're supposed to offer a sign of peace to people. I turned around and she's like putting her hand out. She's like, peace be with you. And I just looked her up and down and I'm like, no. I'm like, no, bitch. No. I'm like, F you. I'm like, you used to be my friend. You totally dropped me like a hot potato, which is whatever. Right. You don't get peace from me. You have the right.
You're cool. But, F you. Yeah. You're cool.
Yeah. But thing is, I'm like, you then talked S. You then passed around pictures. You then talked a lot. I mean, so much shit. Then I would see you at swim practice and you would actually purposely try to avoid me for whatever reason when we were really close friends, like super close. I'm like, so if that's your attitude, you don't get no peace from me. You can. And I'm like, and how are you even Catholic? I'm like, because you are the most judgmental person. And I'm like, and I know a lot of shit about your life. So let's just not be throwing.
That's what's weird. Usually the people that talk the most are the ones with the most problems and the most messed up home lives.
Oh, yeah.
The weirdest things in their marriage. It's like, so you actually have a terrible life, but you're acting like I'm the problem? No. No.
Yeah.
Rude.
Yeah.
So I know it is rude. It's rude. But yeah, I'm just not going to be two-faced. I am old enough in my life where I'm like, hey, listen, you have the right to not like me, and that's fine. But the fact that it's like you want to go after children, then I'm like, I just find you as being a horrible person, just in general. And so, anyways, I mean, people don't have to like me; they don't have to agree with what I do. That's your opinion. Yeah. That's totally fine. But just leave the children out of it because otherwise, you're just gonna rot in hell.
You just don't have to try to actively harm people or actively hurt them in their lives. You could literally just do nothing. And just leave the person alone. And that can be your statement. It's the same as people that bully on the internet and stuff. You could just do nothing. If you don't like the person, just go away or block them or something. There's no need to actively try to go after them. It just doesn't make any sense.
I think people also don't realize I don't comment on people's that I really don't want to continue seeing because you're just adding to the algorithm. Like, You're going to see them more. So if the point is that you genuinely don't want to see them anymore, don't interact.
Like the guy who doesn't like me, he likes you too, and he keeps commenting on my stuff but doesn't follow me. I'm like,
why?
But why wouldn't you just scroll past? Or if you don't want to see me, block me. And I said that to him, and the guy went on this campaign of harassment on Twitter where he was like commenting on all my photos. He was trying to go after the podcast and after the MILF Estates Twitter, and we're just blocking him everywhere. And I'm just like, and then he makes a tweet where he's like, I'm so glad I don't have to see her tweets anymore. She blocked me. But I'm like, you didn't have to see them in the first place. All you had to do was just hit block me and you'll never see me again. I wasn't trying to interact with you. People are insane. Like, how do you have this much energy to give other people? Do you know what I mean?
Well, and I was like, and I don't, I mean, I unfollow people all the time where I'm like, yeah, I'm just like, you know, I don't want to follow you anymore. Right. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not personal. Right. It's just, I have too much in my feed. I don't want to look at it. And I'm not getting anything from it. So
I don't know how people have that much energy to give to someone else. Like, I need to keep my energy.
They just like being upset.
They enjoy it.
And outraged on something. Yeah. It gives up. They feel like they have a purpose. That's I'm like, no, your purpose should be like finding yourself.
There's something good in the world instead of everything you put out there is bad. Like,
go do some volunteer work. All right, Tris, what is our snack of the week?
Okay, well, since I am paying tribute to Daddy Nick today, Nick Saban, I know I've already done oatmeal cream pie before, but if you guys did not know, he has two of these every single day. Not the double decker. That would be what's up. If he had two of the double deckers, I'd be a little worried. So, because you can get the normal size, and to me, they're kind of tiny. It's like, who are you helping? Because I could eat 20 of those. then they have like the large ones, which seem like a normal size cookie to me. But anyways, just let that slide. And the only ones that they had at the gas station were these double decker ones, which I like. I like them, but I do think that ones right in the middle are perfect. So.
Is that like a? Is
it's
it
like
it's like a soft oatmeal cookie with,
or is it
with,
like an ice cream?
No, soft oatmeal cookie with cream filling.
Yeah, but this one's like
Wait, Annabelle,
three.
Can you make those for us? Like,
yeah, I will.
From scratch. I don't feel so it's weird so spreading gross. This. Like
That's very dirty, Tris.
It is. Okay, and I'm going to take a bite from the middle because the middle is the best part.
See, these are the ones. Absolutely. Do you remember me telling you when my mom thought I was actually, had an eating disorder because she would get Little Debbie's and fudge rounds and oatmeal cream pies, and I hated the oatmeal cream pies. Mm-hmm. So I would take some fudge rounds and squirrel them away in my drawer for when I wanted a snack because I hated the oatmeal cream pies.
That's even so now? Good.
Yeah, even I don't as an eat adult? That, but I'll eat a fudge round. Like, I'll...
Can you make us some though?
Yeah, of course.
Good, like a homemade. Right, Tris? Homemade ones. Would
I would try.
I've made homemade fudge rounds for people before because a lot of people wanted those for like birthday treats and stuff. So I've done those. I can for sure do the oatmeal cream pie. I still won't want to eat it, but I'll make them for you.
So I've always liked the oatmeal cookies with the frosting on top, the white frosting. I think it'd be something
those
similar,
are good.
Right?
Those kind are of. Extra crunchy though.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
these are super soft.
Yeah, those are soft.
Yeah, crunchy things. Except crunchy granola. I keep on going.
Oh my goodness! That looks really, really good.
It's so good.
I mean, Tris looks really good.
Are you gonna eat the whole thing? I know.
I will definitely eat this whole thing. I've already had one this week. I shouldn't have had one this week.
Well, you know, you better watch out. Watch those snacks now.
Lay off.
Right? Lay right? off the snacks, yes. according
I'm kidding.
To this guy.
I'm kidding, guys. She should keep eating snacks. Someone told her that she didn't need it. She looks amazing, but maybe she should lay off the snacks. It's like, but if you look amazing, why do you need to stop snacking? It's not like it's new
why
behavior.
Why do I need to leave that balance?
It's like she just started snacking like last week and now she's going to gain 20 pounds.
Exactly. Yeah,
and I think it's because the person has an eating disorder who said
maybe.
That.
Maybe.
Yes. They're having a hard time stopping themselves from snacking.
Right.
Again, you're, you know, deflecting all your, you know, your insecurities on this.
Like they're jealous she can do that and they can't. Well, you know what? I can't either, but I'm not jealous. I'm happy for Tris when she snacks. I think it's amazing. Like,
I'm jealous. I'm totally jealous. I'm over here drinking my black coffee.
Black coffee. My sparkling water.
If I ate better though, I would be as toned as you, Chris. Because
you don't need to do anything different.
You are
though.
Look at you. Don't
like,
yeah,
not
you
at
not
all.
Need to do nothing.
Nothing different.
Yes, please. You hit the gym.
It's true.
I just starve myself.
I love the gym.
All right. So we have a question of the week that comes from a Reddit fan. And he wants to know, since it's football season, what type of football ritual do you have? Like when your team's getting ready to play or you're going to a game. So Annabelle, what do you do? Like when you're going to a Rams game that you have.
Going to a Rams game.
Or at home when you're just like, oh my God. Because some people really have these rituals where they're like, I didn't have my favorite underwear on or whatever, you know.
The year, the 2021-22 season was when the Braves won the World Series, then Georgia won the Natty, then the Rams won the Super Bowl. So that was like the best sports spectator season of all for someone because all my teams won. And I started, after the Braves won, when Georgia was playing in the Natty, I wore my Braves socks as good luck. And then when the Rams played in the Super Bowl, I wore one Georgia sock and one Braves sock because I was like, oh, I got to bring the champion energy, right? And I didn't go to the Super Bowl, because I had to go home to Georgia for a memorial service. And so I was watching it with my parents and my brother. And at some point in the game, the Rams were losing and it kind of didn't look good. And my dad was like, my dad and my brother also put on mismatched socks like me. My dad was like, I think we have our socks on the wrong feet. And so
I remember you sending us a picture of this.
And then the Rams came back and won. And we were like, well, clearly that was the magic formula right there. It was us fixing our socks is why Matthew Stafford led a game-winning drive and won the Super Bowl. So the next season, I continued with the sock thing. Until it clearly didn't work anymore. And now I'm just like, okay, whatever. I'll just wear normal stuff. So I had a ritual for a minute there. But when we go to games, I mean, I just get dressed. We have to travel to get there, right? So I always take an extra set of clothes in case I get my clothes dirty. And then I like, well.
I mean, are you serious? Like what?
What
like,
if I spill coffee all over my jersey in the car? That is totally something I do sometimes. So, and I'll have an extra pair of pants. And then I'll also have sweats to put it on the way home. But I just like to get there. My only thing is I like to get there 2 hours early because you never know what's going to happen with parking. It's LA. And you don't know it might be a line to get in. I like to go in. And also, I hate missing the game to get snacks and stuff. So I like to get there early, get my food, get my two alcoholic beverages, and go sit in my seat. And that way, the only time I have to really get up is go to the bathroom. So that's like my ritual on if I go to games.
And then what is your food? I mean, what food do you get there? Do you have like a favorite thing?
Well, SoFi is very segregated, I feel like. So it's not easy to travel to other sections of the stadium because you can only go where your tickets are for. So we're in, you know, our little club level over by the end zone. And so there's right outside our thing, there's a really nice margarita bar. There's a really nice whiskey bar. I usually get two margaritas. And then there's a barbecue place in there that's really good. So we usually go get barbecue. But then sometimes the burger place is right outside our seat. So sometimes I'll get that if I'm with the kids. So that's pretty, I mostly eat the same thing, but there's not tons of options unless you want to put in a lot of effort. And I don't want to put in, it's a lot of effort to get there. I don't want to have to walk 20 minutes just to get food. And remember, you guys know, when you guys went with me, Tris hated the food because there was no like just regular stadium.
It was
food.
Too bougie.
Yeah.
It was too bougie. Like, well, I don't want your barbacoa and nachos, okay? I just want crappy.
No, I do.
Yours look delicious, but I just, if I go to a game, I just want crappy nachos. I want a hot dog wrapped in foil. Like,
they did start, there was a getting extra. There was a little stand that had kind of healthy-ish food the first 2 years, but this year now they have regular stadium hot dogs and stuff. So I think, I'm guessing that your sentiment was echoed by a lot of people.
Yes.
Because just because you sit in fancy seats doesn't mean you don't just want regular stadium food, right? So I think that was why they did that, was because they're like, we got to have some normal food. Like, some people just want a hot dog.
Well, does a taco bar now serve tacos? That's what
I want. You know, I don't go to that taco bar. Maybe we did the first game of the year, but I usually just get the barbecue. And they do have short rib or some kind of barbecue taco situation at the barbecue place. And those are really good.
Okay. All right. I'll go back then.
Yeah.
All right, Tris, what is your ritual for football?
I have none because it's just football. I mean, I'm personally just, sometimes I don't even like see all of the game or I'm doing other things around the house. Like, and it's just on in the background. Or like even when the Dolphins played like a couple weeks ago, I forgot and I scheduled a movie. So I went to go see Wonka and I got out like halfway through the game. Like, there's just nothing.
Yeah. I don't know. I know. Your life doesn't revolve around it the way mine does.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, not in a bad way. I just, it's not like.
Oh, yeah. I'm not.
If I miss the game, I'm not going to be upset in any way.
You would have died a couple, last weekend. We had water polo games, the turnips the last 2 weekends, but the one, not this past weekend, the before, the Lions-Rams game was going to come on and we were still going to be at the pool. So I took my iPad, and there's a couple super hardcore Lions fan families from Michigan. So I took an iPad to the pool so I could play the game on that for us, because I knew we would have to, everyone would want to watch it. And my son was like, "Mom, are you serious?" I'm like, there was 20 people watching the game with me, so I don't want to hear it. It was a good thing to do. Everyone liked it.
That is funny. Well, you do have free TVs in your front room. So, yeah. I mean.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, the thing is, it's hard to watch. I mean, it's if you can watch, if you got to be somewhere else and you want to watch the game, it's better to watch it on a bigger screen.
Oh, well, so thanks to you, my kids want to take the TV outside on the bar and move it into
our I told you family you need room to do that because
football. And I'm like, the answer is negative. We can just use YouTube TV and then
But if you want to, if there's one main game you want to watch, you want that on the big screen, then the other TV can have the split screens, because it's really hard to watch one game on.
It is, especially when you see it.
So what I've been having, I have the main game on the big TV and the two next to it, one of them will have the red zone channel and then the other one usually has a split screen type situation, because the split screen will often go to the red zone, but I like to also just have the red zone. So I have a whole situation.
My mind can't handle seeing a game that I want to watch, but then the sound is on like a different
game. That's hard too.
And I'm like, I don't understand.
And you can change the audio in the YouTube TV thing, but I still.
You can. You can pick.
Like when we were watching the games at your house and your cousin was there, there was three of us that wanted three different games, and it was hard because even the split screen wasn't enough. So remember, he had his laptop up to watch his game.
Yeah. Because for some reason you couldn't choose
exactly
the games that you wanted to watch. It was already predetermined.
Bring the TV in on game day, you know?
Yeah, might have to do that. Okay, well, my ritual is I have to wear my Kansas City socks, Kansas City underwear, jersey, depending on, like, you know, is it a home game or away game? And then I think that's about it. Oh, and maybe have some champagne too and popcorn.
I'll always take those things. Oh, my
gosh. I'm going to tell Mr. Poindexter to take all your lucky Chiefs items so they stop.
Oh, I also have a hat and a pair of shoes, too. But I don't wear those too much. I usually wear slippers. So I never leave the house because I can't really go any. It's frowned upon wearing slippers to the grocery store.
You know kids wear slippers as shoes now, right? In addition to wearing pajama pants as pants. Like, my daughter wanted slippers for the UGG slippers for Christmas, and she got them. And then those were to be as shoes, not slippers. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, I know. It's just, I know.
I gave up caring, honestly.
He wears
like to the water polo tournament, my son had on the pajama pants just recently. And for the first time ever, I was like, whatever, fine. Normally I'm like, put on some pants.
I didn't know this was a thing now because my 13-year-old asked, that's my youngest, he asked for pajama pants.
That's why.
To where it was like the thing. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. But I get it. Like, if you're going to be in school and sitting there all day long.
I know, but they can be comfy. I mean, my son hardly ever wears regular pants. He will wear sweatpants, like Nike sweatpants or like his team sweatpants. He has a couple pairs of Dickies that he'll wear if he needs to dress nice. But I'm just like, but it's pajama pants. And they're always wearing the plaid ones, too. It's not like they're just wearing joggers or neutral.
I know.
There's a picture from the games this weekend, and it's like of all the boys standing around talking after the game. And like all but two kids have on pajama pants.
Hey, but you're coming out of the water and it's cold. So I get that. All right. So, so good question. So if any other fans have questions, like, you know, let us know. You can put it on Reddit, Twitter, YouTube, and just let us know what your question is. And we always like answering fan questions. So, all right. So our irrational mom topic that we missed last week. So we wanted to discuss, why do people assume things about us when they don't even know us? And I personally think people like to put their own assumptions onto others and then assume like the worst, right? Because it makes for good gossip.
They project their own feelings and insecurities and anything else onto other people.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Yeah. Or they just like, they assume that because we are online, we must be like these really, really scandalous moms.
We are like a little, but also we're like just regular ass people. I think people are surprised because like, I feel like in our social media and marketing, we talk about how, no, we're really normal moms. They'll be like, oh no, normal moms. Like, no, we really are. Like I wear leggings to work and I almost never dress up or put on makeup. And I just do normal stuff all day. Like my life's really pretty boring. It seems exciting because I also put on, you know, more interesting outfits or whatever, but like I am so boring.
We're just the ones willing to admit it because all the influencers online traveling everywhere and their lives look perfect. They're not perfect. And when they're not getting all bougie, they're sitting at home.
Absolutely. Well, and there's also a difference. Think about the influencers who post links and stuff all the time. Like that's how they make money. That's a whole different thing than like anything like we do. We have big platforms, but we're not constantly selling all these different products or advertising other people. Like that's a total a vibe we stay away from. I saw this TikTok from some girl. She was talking about trying to get influencers to promote her and how like someone with 200,000 followers on Instagram charges like $6,500 for like a reel. And I'm like, 200 and I, we're, for us, I'm like, that's not a lot of followers even.
Like, no.
Like it seemed like a lot back when, before I had a social media presence and I just had my tiny little Instagram for like my family and some food pictures. But I'm like, 200,000 followers is not that many. How in the world would somebody pay that much money for just 200,000 followers? That's crazy.
No. I think they just don't know anybody.
Well, and then a lot of those followers are bots and they're fake accounts. Right. So basically what you're getting, you're not even getting all those, you're not going to even see it. And then the way the algorithm works, maybe 10% of your audience actually ever sees that post. So
and advertisements are often suppressed even more than regular posts.
Yes.
So I'm like, you're paying for pretty much nothing. And I remember in the beginning when we started being online, how I would think, oh, they have 100,000 followers. I'm going to do a promo. But then you learn to go look at their actual engagement and be like, oh, they're not, no one's seeing their posts. They're
like,
shadow banned.
Oh, they have like 10 likes. And like,
You have 3 million followers, but you only have 7,000 likes on your post. That's not a worthwhile promotion to purchase, you know?
No.
No, not at all, not at all. And but I think these women are very desperate though too, and they want to. I mean, but now I'm making assumptions about them.
Well, but they act desperate because you're willing to pay some random influencer $6,500, and you don't even realize they have no engagement. I mean, part of that is experience, right? Like we didn't know in the beginning that that's what was happening, but now it's so obvious to me. You can tell immediately when someone's followers are purchased or they're bots. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's a lot different, like from like 4 or 5 years ago to then what it is now, right? Social, I mean, the technology is always changing. There's so many more, like I feel like fake accounts. There's more bots.
So many more.
Instagram is very like if you look at Instagram, it's very heavily like modern. I mean, I want to say not. It's policed differently now, right? In the sense of, and I know you have a lot of. We need to talk about this sometime, Annabelle, about how you feel about Instagram and Meta, but I feel I had a fan last week when I tagged, or I put a post of all of this up and he's like, I don't understand why you don't tag these, why you don't tag these women. And I'm like, I will put their names in either the caption or if someone asks, I'll put it in a comment and I'll pin it to the top. But I'm like, but listen, I'm like the way Instagram works, if I tag somebody, it can suppress my post. I'm like, so I'm sorry. Cause one guy was like, oh, you only do it because you don't want people to leave and go to theirs. And I'm like, that's nice. And I'm like, I'm with these girls all the time. That makes no sense at all. And I've always talked about the moms.
They don't understand that it's actually harmful.
No, they just
to tag people in their posts.
Yes.
And I think,
but you tag us in the comments too. Like when people ask, there's never been a time where you were like, oh, Tris Berry or who, you know?
Yeah.
You put Annabelle's not here, like go find her on Twitter and this is her Twitter. Like you've never not given people.
No, but it's okay. But going back to the assumptions, it's like, he's assuming that I'm like, I don't want people to leave my page to go over to your pages. And I'm like, that's not
even a thing. It doesn't
even
make sense because they can follow both of us. No. There's no reason they leave you and only come to me. It's a free platform. They can follow everyone. Like that's silly.
Yeah. And I'm like, And I'm like, why would I not tell you who they are? I'm like, we have a podcast. We do a lot of pictures together. I mean, that just makes, I'm like, don't put your assumptions that you don't like to share your friends with other people.
And little do they know you're one of the most generous people ever when it comes to your online presence. Like no one's ever offered help to so many people for free as Poindexter. That's a real fact. Like I'm sure these people don't know that, but it's just funny when the assumption is so dramatically different from the reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's just how people are, though, right? I mean, they always assume that, like, I'm, like, you know, this horrible person or whatever. I mean,
I did. I found out because, you know, I was saying goodbye. I had to leave my gym. And yesterday was my last day and I was saying goodbye to people. And one of my friends there that I talked to, he was just like, you know, it's so funny because there were so many people here that were like, this chick is like a bitch. She doesn't talk to anybody, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, she's like, she's on the phone with her trainer. Like, I go in there and it's odd to me because there are girls that go in there specifically to get attention and they're wearing like next to nothing. I have cute workout outfits because I want to be cute when I'm working out now because I give a crap who comes up and talks to me. I literally talk to nobody. I don't even make eye contact. And if I do, but I don't acknowledge you, I probably didn't see you.
And you're there to work out. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't go to the gym to talk
to people.
And
I'm like, what do you... But I'm like, what do you want from me? I'm a bitch because I didn't stop my workout and give you attention. Yep. Like,
well, you're a woman. And if a man wants attention from you, you don't give it. Well, you're a bitch, obviously. That's a very incel-y way to look at things. It's true. You didn't smile at me. You should smile. Why? I'm working out, bro. Well, I mean, I'm working out. That's all.
Same thing about you, Annabelle. Like some of those dads at water polo thought you were kind of bitchy because you just... You sit in your car until the game starts, and then you're like heads down. You go. You're cheering for your kids. It's like, no, I'm not here to like make a ton of friends. Right. I'm here for my children.
Right. And there's some moms. Why do you assume? There's some moms that I'm pretty good friends with at this point, but especially in the beginning, like I don't just because I have this online presence, I don't just go talk to everyone's husband or like try to make friends with men who I don't know. Like if a man is married. And I know that first of all, I don't go approach anyone ever for any reason because I don't like strangers and I don't believe I need new friends. But I'm never going to just be going up to guys because that's rude and offensive to their wives, I think. Like, even if they don't know about the online thing, it's like, why is that chick only talking to my husband? Now, at this point, when I'm friends with the families, it's cool and it's fine. We all talk to each other, but I'm never just going to be going up to men and talking to them and assuming they want to talk to me, you know?
Yeah.
Ooh, that actually is a good assumption. That why is it that some of your friends assume that just because you have an online presence that, you know, you must be
trying. It's the same thing as people.
That's why I don't like to tell people, like, it's so hard to tell people anything about it because they just make all these, I think as soon as you say it, they're like, oh, every thought in their mind comes into play. And it's like,
but you know, people, what's interesting is people think that kind of thing for all kinds of reasons. Like when I got divorced, I remember some of my married friends then never invited me to do anything. They were super weird. And I'm thinking like, and I've heard of this happening, right? But I'm like, okay, so my husband cheated on me and left me. And now you think I might want to take your husband? Like, what kind of person do you think I am? This is insane. Like, first of all, why the hell would I want your husband? But I mean, it was so crazy to me that women are by nature very insecure. And so they would feel threatened. And I mean, I just didn't even know how to process that. It was so strange to me. Poindexter and her husband were two that like didn't act any different. I mean, I'm super close with Poindexter's husband. Does she care? No. Why would she care? I don't want her husband. Like, people can genuinely be friends and not want to bang each other. Sorry, guys, but that is true.
He's going to be upset. No,
and we started going on more vacations, and then you were coming around like for Easter and like holidays and stuff like that because, and there was a lot of women that just all just. They get really weird. It's like they're threatened that there's another female.
Oh, she's single, but
that's not.
I got cheated on. You think I'm going to go and cheat with your husband? Get out of here. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's just, I don't understand that mentality because I just think, man, if your husband, if you worry that much about your husband, it's like you got some
problems. It's
in
not
your
about
marriage.
The other woman. And, it's just an insecurity you have with your husband. If you're worried that he would be tempted by some newly single mom. You know, that's a your husband problem. That's not a me problem.
Right.
And exactly. That's a you problem.
That's something you need to deal with. That's a you problem. If you're worried about me, because
I've always, my mentality is like, if I have to worry about a man, then I'm just not going to be with, I'm not going to be with that person. I'm like, cause I'm not going to live my life worrying about if I have a boyfriend that's going to step out on me or a husband. It's like, I'm just not.
I don't care enough, and I'm too old. I don't care.
Well, no. And to me, I'm like, I've always thought, hey, it's not about, because these women in my neighborhood used to think, oh, same thing. You're online that you're going to steal my husband. And I'm like, number one, your husband can step out on you at the gas station, somebody at work. I mean, that makes more sense,
absolutely.
Right? My online persona isn't exactly who I am. So I'm like, I don't know why you think that. You're assuming that I'm like this person that's going to like take, you know, steal people. I'm like, it's just, it's ridiculous. But I'm like, I've never worried about that because I'm like, Mr. Poindexter, I'm like, he could have met somebody at work. He could meet somebody, like I said, at the gas station. He could meet somebody at the gym. I'm not going to worry about that. If he does,
and if you're trying
does.
To control your partner's life and you feel like you need to snoop and all these other things, that's a problem because that there's no amount of controlling you can do that's going to ensure that person doesn't cheat on you because you can't.
And I just think, you just need to pick better.
Or you need to go to therapy and deal with your own insecurities if your husband is a good dude. I mean, this can be reversed too, men or women. It doesn't matter. But if you're trying to control your partner, you're already failing in your relationship because you can't. They can, you can think you watch where they go all the time, but it's literally super easy if someone's really determined to take an hour and go bang somebody else. Like, that's not hard if someone wants to do it. So all you're doing is creating like your own internal strife and unease if you're trying to control somebody.
That's like so many levels because like it needs a certain level of maturity and realization that like you're not perfect. You are can be doing things to push people away and maybe they don't intentionally go elsewhere. I'm not saying it's okay, but I just think that sometimes both women and men do too
absolutely.
Much.
Well, yeah, because if you have that, it's almost, it's a jealousy and you're so overprotective about like your husband or your relationship. If you have that, all you're going to do is project like negative energy and you're going to actually push your partner away. I think so because too. They're going to be like, well, I feel suffocated. I can't do anything. And to me, I'm like, do whatever. I'm like, I do not, because I look at it and I'm like, no one's going to control me. And I would not want to control my husband. I mean, that just sounds horrible. I would not want my husband telling me what to do. And I ain't going to tell him
what to
do. And if
you can't trust your partner, then maybe you need to reevaluate what you're doing. Like people ask me after my ex and I split, like, well, could you ever get back with him? I'm like, no, because I would never trust him. And I know some people are able to get over things like that and stay together. But I think if you can never trust them, that's not healthy because you're going to always be holding that against them and worried. You know what I mean? And it just seems toxic to me. It's not a good scenario.
Yeah. There was actually, not that I think Dr. Phil is like the answer to everything, but he had somebody on his show like years ago that I guess there was infidelity and then they decided to make it work and somebody kept bringing it back up. And he's like, look, you have an option. Either you're back in the relationship and you're willing to move past it, or you can't move past it. Which is why you keep bringing it up and you move on. Like, that's a decision you have to make.
It's not fair to say,
don't keep yourself in the crap.
I'll take you back and then hold it over their heads.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Exactly.
But that's what people do.
Yeah.
And women are notorious for holding on to just grudges and resentment. And it's like, man, I mean, to me, I'm like, that's just a lot of work. And
I don't have a lot of energy. Right? That's too much, taking up too much of my time and energy to think about that. You know, like, why?
It is. All right. We need to move on to football. I mean, this is a great topic. And I think we could talk about this like 4 days, right? About like how women are insecure about things and how we're so irrational sometimes.
Yep.
Women, don't be irrational when it comes
and
to
if your husband
husbands,
sucks,
right?
Lead him or do get your own part. Get your own.
You
cheat
can't
on
control him.
I don't know. Like, do something to make yourself happy.
Get a new toy. I mean, come on. I mean, there's a lot of different things you could do. Get a dog. All right, but we need to move on to football because there's so many great things. Okay, so the playoffs last weekend, we got the conference like championships this weekend. Woohoo, Kansas City. I mean, okay, I will say this. Okay, I'm going to say this against the Bills. The offense finally showed up for once in Kansas City.
Which is good because the defense was not their best in that game.
No, but the defense has been, I feel like, holding them like – basically carrying them most of this whole season. And finally, Travis, like, caught the ball.
Two touchdowns.
A few times. I know. And I'm like, it just, like, it all kind of clicked. Now, can they keep that together against the Ravens is going to be another story, right?
Nope.
Because
it's already written.
Yeah, I mean,
it's already.
It's already.
They can't have two teams
but,
with
you know
red
what?
And gold
okay.
in the Super Bowl.
But exactly. you have to remember this. You have to remember this. So too, they, if it's scripted, they really want Kansas City to in there because they got all the Swifties and then they got Kelsey now. They got Jason out there. Like, you know,
Jason's the best.
So, I mean,
I love Jason.
I love Jason. I want to hang out with him and have a few
wife. I love
Kylie,
that dad
I would
bod.
Love to hang out with his wife.
I'd be all over that dad bod.
The wife is awesome. Did y'all see in the video of him after, because he jumped out of the suite a couple times, but at the end of the game, I mean, dude, first of all, he's a great girl dad. Dude's hammered. he gets out, he's picking up people's kids and showing them to Taylor. And I'm like, I thought it was hilarious. But of course, Bill's Mafia seems like the most likely fan base to be okay with a super drunk man holding their kids up because they're, you know, they're pretty wild.
Well, I mean, isn't that all football like fans anyways? I mean, you're going to be drunk but having fun. And he fits in with all the fans.
Yeah. Right? I heard at some point one of the guys leans out. He's like, hey, Jason, Callie said, get your ass back in here. And I was laughing so hard. She's like, all right. But she's hilarious. And she clearly loves him. And she was not fazed by him getting drunk and screaming. But I think at some point it's like, all right. You got to get back in here. Because, you know, they had all this.
Well, I mean, he just came off like just this whole season, right? In the playoffs. And man deserves to have a little bit of fun because, you know, he's not getting drunk like that during the season, right? I mean, he just let him cut loose. I liked the video that was making the rounds where he was out there partying.
In the tailgate,
like a shot or something.
Was that out of a bowling ball? Was he drinking out of a bowling ball?
It was a bowling ball. He looks like a bowling ball.
That's what I thought.
I don't understand that. But
I really
wanted
to see him. I wanted to see him jump on a table, really, is what I was hoping for. But if he's still not sure he's retiring, then it's good that he's not jumping onto burning tables, I guess. But
is that a tailgating thing or a Bill's Mafia?
Bill's Mafia.
Thing,
I didn't realize that they're only jumping on the tables when they're on fire, that the fire thing was so important. But I've seen multiple videos of people that get caught on fire after it. And one dude, it's like you're in snow and dude's on fire. Clearly, they all forgot about stop, drop, and roll either. But the dude, finally, they're like, get down. And he gets in the snow. And some dude's trying to, looks like he's trying to shovel, push snow onto the fire. But the snow's like packed down. So it literally just looks like he's punching him in the butthole. I was like, dude, you got to at least be aware enough to know I might catch on fire. And if I do, I need to go roll in a snowbank. I don't need to just like run around wildly and start badly twerking or something, which is what the guy did.
Don't twerk when you're on fire. That's not.
Moving quickly is bad for fire, right? That's going to move it, encourage it to grow.
You're fanning the fire. Yeah. By
and you look and
like
the lady,
that.
As the guy's getting ready to jump, she's they're pouring lighter fluid on the table and holding a blowtorch to it. And she's just of course, drunk, but continuously pouring lighter fluid, like so much lighter fluid. I'm just like, this is a little bit much even for me. That's a little much.
Man. Maybe they're just trying to stay warm.
That sounds fun, catching that shit.
Well, they were also, you know, they're burning like cardboard cutouts of Taylor Swift, which I thought was hilarious, but also a bit much. Like if I was going to a game and I was driving in a motorcade pass and saw people burning effigies of me, I would be a little unsettled, honestly.
Okay, but I also, I mean, they were also throwing snowballs at.
They always do that, though. Bills are always throwing snowballs at the opposing, especially when they score. Last year, I remember, the team got penalized, I think, twice because they announced, they're like, you have to stop throwing snowballs on the field, and they kept doing it, and the team got penalized. Like, that's a little much. Like, you don't want to hurt your team.
Yeah, they should just take those people out. Like,
but I think there's too many of them. How do you gather up that many people from all around?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Texans and Ravens game. What did you guys think of
I was not surprised, but I was impressed that the Texans held in there for half a game. Like, I knew they were going to get tired because the Ravens are just too powerful, I think. But it was like, you know, they managed to hang in there for, you know, a half. That's impressive. I'm really impressed with what D'Amico Ryans has done this year and CJ. I mean, they're just – it's pretty great. I'm really happy for them.
Me too. And I feel like they need to really feel like they accomplished a lot this year coming back from last year and just realize you have a good solid base that you're going to be a good contender.
Yeah, and you know,
next year.
For me, the three teams that were so unexpected, the Bucs were another team and the Rams, they all performed way beyond the expectations that anyone had for them. So I think that's really positive to look forward to for next year. And Baker Mayfield, I mean, you know, he was basically on a 1 year, like, this is your last shot kind of deal. And he's going to get a contract next year.
He only makes what, like, significantly less. Is it, like, not even $1 million. It's like 870.
No, I think he made like 400. I think he made
million. It was like a 1 year.
It was a couple million dollar signing bonus. And I think it was like 4 million. So maybe like a total of six. Yeah.
But nothing compared to what.
Exactly. But he'll get, you know, he'll probably get a 3 year deal. Yeah. And I'm happy. You know, I used to not really like that guy. I didn't have a reason, but when he was like a Rams legend for a minute. So I was like, all right, I'll respect that guy. Like, he's trying hard to resurrect his career. And he came out here with no preparation and just balled. And you got to respect that, you know? So I'm happy for him. He's going to get a contract for next year. And that's great.
Well, and I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, the coach, the management, your team in general. And if you can, you know, maybe he's just I mean, you just never know. I mean, look at the
Dan
Lions,
Campbell
right?
has been like the Jared Goff whisperer, honestly, because I mean, Goff has, he was never bad in my opinion, but he's improved dramatically since he got to the Lions. That's, and I don't think that's easy for a late 20s quarterback to do, to then get way mm-hmm. better once you go somewhere else. I mean,
well, and that's the same thing with Mayfield, right? I mean, he's about 28, I think. So he's still pretty.
He and Goff are similar ages, I think. I don't remember anybody's draft year.
Around 28, 27? Okay. Around 2018, 2019.
Yeah, that's when Lamar was drafted. And they're all, I think they're all kind of close in mm-hmm. age. But
yeah. Man, that man can run. He's scary.
Who, Lamar?
He's got some.
Oh, I love Lamar.
Yes. Man, he.
Love it. I'm excited for him.
It's going to be fun. In fact, Liz Marie's going to come over on Sunday. Oh, we're going to watch some football. So it'll be fun. We'll have to like FaceTime.
I know.
And
we,
like,
have,
hey, look
at- we have a banquet to attend, unfortunately. But I will definitely, I know, what? I have to have the, I'll have to take my iPad again to watch the games.
Yeah. All right. So going, so we talked a little bit about the NFC, but going to the San Francisco Green Bay game. Oh my. Okay. So this is what I want to say about this. Everybody thought Green Bay, that San Francisco was going to just stomp all over Green Bay. And they came in and, you know, they put up a,
they're a good football team.
Fight.
And you know what?
But if you listen to the commentary, it's like they all had San Francisco just making a blowout of Green Bay.
No,
and it was
and
not.
You know what I love to see is, I know our producer, Matt, is a big 49ers fan, and he talked on his show. Oh, by the way, Matt has a new show called The Scraby Show on 97.3 The Fan in San Diego. Little plug for.
Yeah, you should put up a little, like.
Do it. It's good. I listen when I can, which I can't always get organized at 6 to listen. But it's like sports talk radio, which it's interesting and fun. And he was talking about last week about, you know, all the people that talk about Purdy. It's like the hater, the, oh, he's system quarterback, all this stuff. He's not elite, blah, blah, blah. Well, what Brock Purdy did in that game, he did not play great for most of the game. What he did was put on his fucking big boy pants, and he led a game-winning drive in an elimination playoff game and on a day that he was not very good. To me, that is, shows more about him than if he had just gone out there and easily thrown for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. Like, this said more about me, about him to me as a person and about his, like, resilience and what he can actually do is he can go to a dark place for a minute and go out there and win. Like, that to me was impressive performance,
and that's also impressive because he's so young too, and he's still
he had no learning curve, he had no time to develop underneath mm-hmm. he just went out there and did the job, and I think it made sense when they called him a system quarterback like last year when he played like 2 games maybe, but he's had a full season and he hasn't lost a playoff game that he's actually, well, I mean the one last year where he got hurt, that doesn't count, but you know, he's been really good. I think people got to give him more respect than he's getting. Not just as a 49ers fan. I don't like the 49ers at all, but I think he deserves that respect, I think.
Oh, I totally think he does too. I think he's a really good quarterback, and I'm really excited to see how he like develops in the next couple of years. Yeah. But I think how I kind of feel is that people aren't giving him the respect because he's so young too, right? I mean, he's just like, he's this, you know, new quarterback.
And
he's
he has a good team. The people's commentary to me is weird when it's like, well, you're good because you're on a super team. So are you only good when you play on a crappy team and still good, do good? Like, that doesn't make sense to me at all. I mean, all the hater talk is just always nonsense anyway. But it's like, it's good to be on a good team. You have a chance to have a good career. You're not like Justin Fields or Bryce Young going to a horrible franchise that's a complete disaster. Like, you should be happy for this kid, not criticize him because he has good players on his team. Like, what a dream to be able to go play on a good team, you know?
Well, everyone likes to criticize everybody.
Right.
So. All right. So let's get into our predictions for next week for our AFC championship. Who do you think, Annabelle? Chiefs or Ravens?
I'm going to go.
It's okay. You can.
I mean,
can
I.
Whatever. It's not going
to
hurt my feelings.
I think the Ravens are going to win. I want Lamar to just shut everybody up this year. I don't want to hear no more talk about him being a running back or any of this other nonsense.
I mean, I like Lamar.
I think the Ravens are going
to
win.
I want my Chiefs to win.
And I think the 49ers will beat the Lions, though I'm going to be rooting for the Lions. No offense, Matt, but. I mean, I liked them for a long time loosely because Matthew Stafford was on the team anyway. So, and I love underdog story, and the Ravens and 49ers, neither are underdogs, but I think it's going to be Ravens 49ers. I think, plus the colors, as Tris said, it's been preordained by the colors.
So. See, it's already been. Now, I agree with you, though. If the Lions.
Pink. It's more pink than red.
I don't know about that. It's.
It is more pink. Well, it's not no like red, red.
But it has to be the Ravens because pink. There's purple. So.
Yeah. I would be more than okay if my theory about the scripted NFL was incorrect because the Lions get in, because I do think I love the underdog story. Yeah. I think they have something good. Their coach is so jacked. Like, yes.
Yeah, I love it.
He like could have been also in the WWE. I feel like the way
100%.
He could just lose it. But obviously I do think it's going to be the Ravens in the 49ers.
Yes. What do you think, Poindexter? Right.
Yeah. I'm hoping. I mean,
what do you think? Not who you want to win. What's your prediction?
I want to see the Chiefs and Stars.
You want to see it, but do you think the Chiefs win?
Oh, I think they have a good chance. If they can, if their offense can play like they did last,
but if their defense plays like that, Lamar's going to put up 75 points on them.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens. If we can bring, if their defense can come together as a team, defense and offense, I think they have a good chance. It's going to be a good game.
I mean, everybody's fallible, right? Everyone's lost some this year, games they shouldn't have lost. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see. But if you're playing your best football right now, then, you know, you got a good shot.
Well, the thing is this. If it's really scripted and they want to make a lot of money.
It would be the Chiefs. And that's a very good point. However, you know, the Ravens, the game last weekend, the Ravens was like, they had 39 million viewers or something. It was like the most popular broadcast ever for them of a game. So, I mean.
But that could also be because it was against the Texans.
But nobody cares about the Texans either. I think across the NFL, the Ravens are sort of like a looked down upon franchise. And same with Texans. They haven't been good in a while. So I don't know.
I think more people will watch the Super Bowl if they know that they're not going to have to see Swift every freaking 5 seconds.
I think more NFL fans will like it, but I do, the new fans, all the lunatics, they will, of course, want Travis to be there. But I don't know. Because it also could be, well, what if the Lions are, like, predestined and scripted to win? I don't know. You know, I don't really know.
Maybe they're like, oh, new script, and they didn't tell anybody. Right. We had no idea.
You know. Right. Well, it reminds me, I do need to look up the statistics on the viewership for the Miami versus KC game that was on Peacock, because I wanted to see, I heard one point that it was a very highly rated game on Peacock, because if it is, then that means they're going to be doing more paid streaming games going forward.
I don't know. There was a lot of backlash on that.
I know, but it doesn't matter.
They just don't care. Which is really sad. Mm-hmm. But they.
I will definitely not.
I mean, obviously, the NFL doesn't give a crap.
No, so. But like, I already had to get YouTube TV, which I hate. I already had to do that.
I love
that.
YouTube TV.
I hate it. It's not user friendly. It's a mess. It's not like a nice channel guide. It's a fucking shit show mess. I hate it. Yeah, I hate YouTube.
I hate YouTube.
Thanks, YouTube. Your formatting of your screens and your menus and stuff is terrible. Make that better, and then I'll change my opinion. But I ain't no way I'm buying another streaming service that I don't need just to watch a football game. Sorry. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to figure it out.
I just used Tris's Peacock.
See? Exactly. I'm sharing. Don't out me.
Yeah, I want, and also I want to see if they had a high viewership. I want to see the statistics and the data on how many people actually paid and got in for a month and then dropped it the following month. Mm-hmm. So there should be like a tail off. So I think that's like, it's a.
Because they don't offer anything good.
It's an inflated number.
But maybe
if they even paid, there's a trial. There's a trial, I think. So,
no, you couldn't get the – you couldn't watch the game with the trial.
They couldn't get the trial.
I tried that.
No. No, they weren't going to do that. Right. They wanted that money, Tris, because they paid $100 million
for that
game.
You know what they
should
do is have more shows on there that people want to watch, and then people wouldn't be so pissed about buying Peacock.
Well, you know, Peacock, you had a chance to actually put MILF Estates up there, and you guys failed, so –
yeah, your loss.
It would have been a lot more entertaining than those Real Housewives shows. Okay, that's pretty much wraps it up for this week. You can listen to us. You can listen to our podcast on Apple or Spotify, or you can go to irrationalmoms.com. And don't forget, like, subscribe. And hey, leave us a question because we love answering fan questions.
Yes. And we'll be back with more snacks and more Daddy Nick later.